Call Clive, Chapter 2. I know exactly what I want. I've seen them in a shop window. And I know exactly what my mum will say.
Money don't grow on trees, you know. We don't have money to burn. Maybe for Christmas.
I dream about those trainers. Maybe I could find some long-lost treasure and buy them. Maybe I could earn a reward and buy them. Maybe I could get a job. And yes! That's what I'll do. I'll earn lots of money and buy my trainers. It's not easy finding a job, especially when you're my age. First, I looked at the newspaper. There were all jobs for grown-ups or older kids. No good for me. What could I do? I thought and thought. And I had an idea. I could look at the cards in the window of the corner shop. There were plenty of cards. For sale. Table tennis table. Typewriter, three adorable baby rabbits for sale, a newspaper delivery boys and girls wanted, apply within. That's the one for me. I'll get a job, save the money, and I'll be Cool Clive, the coolest kid alive. So in I went. But when I asked the man, said, "You're not old enough, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, come back when you're older." Outside the shop, I met Rick Hamley from Mr. Jacobs' class. He had a newspaper round. He was dragging the bag behind him and he was looking hot and tired.
"Oh, I'm looking for a partner. Share the work, share the money, okay? Tell your mum I'll look after you. Start tomorrow, 6:30.
6:30?
6:30.
Surely he didn't mean 6:30 in the morning.
He did.
That night, I was so excited I could hardly sleep. I'd asked my mum if I could help Rick with his paper round, and after a bit she had agreed. She helped me set the alarm clock for 5:30 and she made me go to bed extra early. It's hard to go to sleep when it's still light. All my plans were racing through my head. They made a sort of song which went round and round and round. I'll deliver the news. I'll earn money. I'll buy shoes. I'll buy trainers cool and snazzy. Big and bold and bright and jazzy. Imagine me when I get to school, looking so great and looking so cool. Listen to the others, hear them say, 'Look at Clive, look at Clive, he's the coolest kid alive.' In the end, I fell asleep and then, it was time to get up and get started on my first week delivering the papers with Rick. Monday was very wet. Tuesday was no better. Wednesday was worse. Thursday was even wetter, but I carried on. Friday, Saturday, on Sunday the newspapers are very thick and heavy. I heaved that bag, I hauled that bag. I nearly gave up, but I carried on and I got paid. Yippee! But the next day, I met Rick.
"I'm going to work with Gaz from now on. You're too little, too slow, and you make mistakes look."
"Excuse me, I didn't order this. I want my comic.
Oi, where's my biker's world? See you around."